All right, I'm going to call the Kootuak Fire District Potential Committee meeting of the 11th of April 2016 to order. Could I please have an introduction, starting with Mr. Daly?
Michael Daly, Treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Fran Parks, Prudential. Is anyone recording? Robert Trey and Tessie is recording. Is there any public comment? You need to turn that on.
Push the button on top.
Is it green?
Push it.
Ken Malloy, Oxford Drive, and moderator. For a meeting like this with a budget review, I think it would be nice to have copies for the public to work along with it. Otherwise, why do we come? Thanks.
Just to let you know, Mr. Malloy, the budget hasn't been finalized. That's what the meeting is about tonight. Okay. So let's start with the FY17 budget review.
All right, this is pretty similar to what you saw at the last meeting. If you recall, we went down and started putting numbers down.
Right.
These are not all of the articles. We still have articles to develop and present. This is basically your first cut at this budget. I know the fire chief is here, and he has somewhere else to go, so if you don't mind, you can take the chief and let him walk you through the budget, and then
okay.
We'll
All
go
right.
back and do the rest of the budget together.
That's fine. As you know, we had a union negotiating meeting prior to this,
okay.
and we've come up with an offer, which would be 3-3-3. Mm-hmm. Don't know what the figures are. But that would be for 15, 16, and 17 fiscal years.
Okay.
So what the part of the negotiated settlement would be that this increase would be in this year's warrant for the annual meeting?
Actually, we would amend the budget we're working on for 17 to adjust, and then we would take a look at the current year budget to pay out the prior year retro in the current year.
Okay.
So we may need to put an article on to amend article whatever they were this year, 7 or thereabouts,
mm-hmm.
if we need to add to it, depending. If I assume that this history is, does the district approve the settled contracts at a district meeting through an article? Some places do, some places don't. So the
no.
district, you just, the parties agree, and then the budget is funded.
Correct.
So we wouldn't need an article to settle the contract, but what we would need to do is if we could look at the current budget, if it could handle the 2 years' worth, then we would be all set. We have a reserve fund that we could look at. It may help, but we may have to add an article to fund the 16 budget to adequately finance it. I know they've been strapped for overtime because of all the injuries
right.
this year as well. So more than likely, we'll just do an article to amend the fiscal 16 budget.
Okay, great.
And
thank
then we'll
you.
Put the 17 budget to bed correctly.
Okay, all right.
I have a question. It was on a comment that you made, Mike, or some comments. If we don't get the budget, the contract wrapped up by 30 June. Something about FY15.
Correct.
2015 goes away. It makes it more complicated. Could you?
Well, no. It's there's a state law that prohibits cities, towns, districts from funding contracts back more than 2 years.
Okay.
So if you fund a contract in 16, you can fund 16 and 15. If you don't fund a contract before 16 terminates, you can go back into 16 during 17, and you can do 17, but you couldn't reach back and do 15. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to have a 0 year and then just negotiate around the second and third years if you go beyond June 30th. So if it gets settled now, then in 16 you can pay 15 and 16, mm-hmm. and in 17 you pay 17. So you'd be within the scope of the law. Go past July 1st, and you can't retro 15.
Thank you.
Okay.
So the budget, I can introduce the fire budget, doesn't have anything in it for any salaries in the form that you're looking at. And it's going to be article number 5. You'll find it on page, I believe, 6. So, Chief, if you want to come up and do the fire budget with us, we start on page 6, and we're basically the same as yours.
Yes, exactly. It is.
So, it's if you have any questions for the Chief, why don't you go through this with him? Salaries are at just basic current language.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So we'll have to calculate what the adjusted values are for the wage structure for 17 and build a revised salary and wages side. And then the expense budget is pretty much straightforward. You can see all the changes in the lines, and they're pretty much flat. A lot of changes there. And then the articles, we have a rehab of 263 for 50,000. And the ventilation for 26, so we have articles 6 and 7. We've been talking about, and that's why I preface the statement, there'll be more articles formulating and coming out. You're going to vote the warrant on the 25th, the Monday night of your regular mm-hmm. meeting. So we'll bring some articles, but the there was an article to fund the fire truck that was all stabilization fund last year, and the truck has been pretty much moving along, and whatever is left that we know is going to be left, I'd like to put back into the stabilization fund. So we're talking about a potential article to have the district lower the appropriation and return the funds to the stabilization fund. So that may come up between now and your next meeting.
Is there any idea of how much that might be?
Hi, Christopher Olson, your fire chief. We don't know because we're waiting for the hose to be calculated right now, and we should IPS, Industrial Protection Services, are getting that quote for us, and we're just waiting for him. He was on vacation. He did inform us he was on vacation the last couple of weeks, but he's back in the office right now, so we're just waiting for a quote any day to just get this to Mr. Daly.
Okay.
So everything else is pretty much straightforward?
I think I know the answer to this, but I just want to hear it from you. Since we have an estimate, an idea of what the settlement might be, is it prudent to throw it into the figures so we can see what it would look like, or is that something you don't want to do?
No, we'll do that. I mean, we've already talked that if there was anything that we need to calculate it and settle it anyway. So basically, if you look at the actual, stay on page 6 for a sec, okay? So fiscal 15's actual is right there in front of you, right? All the line items comes to $1,405,000.
Yep.
Well, that's not all bargaining unit driven, okay? So some of it's call, some of it's the chief's salary. So it's maybe $1,250,000, fair to say?
Mm.
So 3%, 36, 40,000.
40, yeah.
Okay. 15, 40. 16, another 40. 17, another 40, incrementally going up as you compound it. But I think that's a fair, quick, down and dirty estimate for you.
Okay.
All right. So the budget you see before you will grow by three, with the contract settlement, so it'll go up by $120,000 because the first 40 got to be in there for 15, the second 40's got to be in there for 16, and then the third 40 would be in there for 17. But we'll have to come and adjust this 16, right, the one that's in the middle there, that's got to go up by two 40s, if you will, because you're not going to change the 15 numbers.
Right.
You're going to do two 40s and 16 as an action at the district meeting, and then 120 into the other, right? Because it's 40 the first year, 80 the second, and 120 the third, in theory.
Thank you.
Okay? Anything else for the chief?
Great. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you, board. Appreciate that very much.
Can I just ask one question? Is there a problem with the septic system at the station?
There is, and we've talked to a septic company, and they said we could probably make it throughout this next year, but we should be looking in for the following years to go through a septic system. And I was thinking if we do that, we might want to think about taking our generator and taking off it, the propane, and putting it on natural gas, and we could redo the parking lot as well when that happens.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, possible expenditures in a 3 to 5, 10-year plan is going to be in that.
Okay, so great. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
So we'll, as fast as we can, if you have an oral agreement and you're going to be moving to settle, then we'll get a better estimate, but I think, you know, we're in the range of adding another 120 in the, or thereabouts into this budget to bring it where it needs to be for fiscal 17. So why don't we just go through the whole budget book, starting with the first page. Actually, last time we got together, I hadn't really filled in page two. So if you flip, and this has already changed. it's a game we play. The revenue side is rolled out now since we picked up the fire budget at the last meeting and the water budget, and I've trued up much of the rest of the district's budgets. What you begin to see is we're in that zone of a 2.53% tax levy increase. If we add $120,000 to that, then that's going to bring us up.
Okay.
And I'll true this up again as we go through this and get you a new version. So we're in the zone coming into this meeting of being a little bit under. The town's norm is about 3% or thereabouts with the new growth that they add in. So we're in the right place as we start out here. And we're not using any non-recurring sources of funds for recurring expenses. So we've got a pretty good revenue side that we're beginning to see now. And basically we have a two-year average of about 2.5% before the 120. So we're one of the goals was to try to stabilize the budget and stop having these wild swings.
Right.
And I think we finally have achieved that goal. So page 3 of 15 is the reserve fund. And I have put it in at 30 and it's been 35 a year as far back as we go. Page 3.
Page 3 of 16.
So I'm bringing you a budget that's at the 2.5, but I've lowered this by $5,000. And you can see that, you know, with 35, the 14, you basically used about $6,000 and the same in 15. And we haven't touched it in this year. It's at 35 this year. So I'm recommending that you bring it down to 30. I think it's adequate at this point. Your budget isn't as challenging as it used to be.
Is that going over a long time? You know, say $5,000 over 10 years is $50,000. Is that going to, do we have, historically, are we going to be okay?
I think so. I think, you know, if you're a $3 million operating budget and you've got a 1% contingency, I mean, the budgets are pretty solid. It's not like your budgets are so tight that everybody's stretching and popping out of their budget every time they turn a corner. Fire's pretty solid. Water's very, I would say, robust. And the rest of them are not to the point where they're so tight that you need to play that reserve fund. I think it's fine. Like I said, you've used $6,000 in the prior two actuals, and we haven't touched it yet this year. So you're sort of reserving six times what you're using. But it's something you can come back to. It's just another $5,000 on the levy. So that one's in your column. You just have to decide by your recommendation whether you want to stay at 30 or keep it at 35. We'd be happy to do whichever.
Well, I think if we've only done six for two previous years, we've got to have some sort of a disaster to need more than.
Yeah, and at that point, it's the district meeting. You know, 30,000, it's only for extraordinary and unforeseen.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just say, decide, oh, I'd like to do this.
Yeah, right.
So it's really restricted what you can use it for anyway.
The reserve, though, is cumulative year over year?
No, it evaporates at the end of the year.
Poof.
Right, it's a budget line. You never spend from this line. You vote to move it to another line. So, you know, if we run into I think I'm going to ask you perhaps maybe for a salary transfer for the gentleman that does this, because you voted him a raise after the district meeting last year that was greater than what we had appropriated. So we might need to move $1,000 or $500 into that budget. But it doesn't accumulate. It's just you have a contingency line in your budget. If you don't use it, it closes down to free cash.
Oh, free cash. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
under your jurisdiction. Yeah. The only party that can touch it is you. Right. The next one again is for your edification. Basically, we flatlined the elected officials. Mm-hmm. I have added a placeholder of $40,000 in there to get something in there for salary for your new official, and then added a 3% for the existing clerical worker in that office. Okay. And then I believe you gave Charlie a raise last year after the district meeting, so I believe you took him to $27.50, and that's what I've got in for next fiscal year, assuming you're not going to change that. So I think we're going to be a little light on Charlie's side as well this year, so we may need to do a transfer for him. And then when we get down into the expenses, I've pretty much looked at the phone. The payroll service, we just had a minor adjustment. They make the adjustments in May with our contract. The legal services, it's at 75. You can see it was 54 2 years ago. It was 25. I stuck six in there as a placeholder. I think that's a fair number. It's $500 a month for your legal needs. Then I have left a contract there, but it's obviously depending on what you're going to do. You're either going to put money up in the budget and take it out down here, because I wasn't sure whether you were going to... That's your audit, the 12950. It's the six that I'm talking about for the Treasury Services. Mm-hmm. So I left something in there for hand-holding or conversion, but that'll true up as you true up upstairs. Whether it's up there or down below, you can modify this as according. So the PC review is pending on the Treasury Services. The PC review is pending on the legal services. PC review is pending on the treasurer's salary up above. And then the $1,200 is pretty straightforward. You guys have a better knowledge of what the stenographer is costing. So I've level funded that for the time being, but you need to tell me if that's something you feel is not $100 a month. Is that still good?
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. And then the bank, we've got $1,700 for disclosure and $300 for the paying agent. That's pretty solid. I funded the website at the current year cost, and I've left that as a PC vote also. You need to finalize what you're going to do with that. But you awarded her a higher than we had gone into the district meeting with last year. So I believe the agreement's at 57 now, and that's where I'm carrying for next year.
Right, yes.
Okay. So if you're okay with that one, that's another one that you can just... you know, ratify yourselves over the next couple of weeks.
Actually, can we go back to the stenographer services?
Mm-hmm.
I think think that could probably go down to 1,000.
Okay. Okay. Legal advertisement, I went with what you paid in 15 actual. 15, it was 1503.05. It's 1100 in this year. It's really Charlie's advertising.
Yeah.
So I put it at 15 because that's basically what was spent. The year before was 17. So I'm going to leave it at 15.
Unless that's messed up if we have to have a special meeting.
Well, we had that extra meeting in January. And then I've left the postage alone. I've left the office supplies alone. I've left the computer and the copy expense alone, the dues alone. Now, I've just modified these minutely, these insurances. Somebody kind of got to get on top of this, these coverages. The general liability, I just bumped up 3%. Vehicles, I bumped up about 2%. And workers' comp, I bumped up quite a bit. There's been a lot of recovery for injured on duty claims, so I have a feeling that's going to adversely be impacted. But I really, no, I haven't talked to the agency yet, so in the next couple of weeks, I think that we need to firm up the insurance estimates. Unemployment, it was pretty wild here, as you can see, for a bit of time. Cleaned itself up in 15, and we haven't had any claims now for quite a while, and I have lowered that down to 1,000, figuring that as long as there's no trouble, there's no trouble, and I don't think it's necessary to budget for things that aren't happening, so that one is down for the time being until the next recession, I guess. In payroll taxes, I level funded it. I think it's a little bit heavy this year. But I think we're going to need all of that next year, especially with these raises. The employee assistance has never changed. It's been the same since before I got here. And the town services is the same. They're afraid to change it. I don't know why. But that's okay for the district. Annual report, I did the same thing. I looked at what it cost the prior 2 years actual and just dropped it down to the reality of what that should be. And then we don't really print an election ballot. As you can see, there's been no charges to that. So I just zeroed that out, and I updated the election cost, which is close to what it was last year. So, well, it's not charged to a ballot line then, so there's no sense in putting money and nobody's using it. It all goes to election costs.
Yeah.
So all the bills come in and go through the same line.
Charlie's using a different company to print the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It's using the high school, right?
No,
okay.
He's using English.
It shouldn't change that much, but the combined changes, we're getting out of the $200 budget for ballots and putting it all in election costs.
Yeah.
And then we don't, bonds are built into the insurance, and then there's no need for a miscellaneous.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where that budget is, and we'll need to fine-tune that at your next meeting. And then the motion is sort of framed on the next page, what the salary and wages will be, what the operations and maintenance and so forth. So that's where that one is. The next one is the fire department. We kind of just ran through that with the chief. As things emerge, we'll update this. We don't have any articles in the finance department, if you will. It's under public buildings.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. So, the water department, they walked it through last month. This is just as they presented it. Their salaries are up 3.5%. Their expenses are down about 1.25%. Total budget adjustment of 1%. And they're not asking for any articles this year either. I do, like I have in the past, sort of retool the bottom of that page on page 9. I take the total water budget that you see up above, right? And then there are capital costs, mainly debt this year. There's no articles, right? So our water debt's going to exceed $400,000 with the estimates that we have right now. That's if we get the grant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to put them over $1 million, and that's just operations and capital. Have not built the benefits budget, the cost of health insurance, the FICA, you know, payroll taxes associated with that department, all of that. And then I've matched it up against the estimated revenues, which I'm level funding from what we budgeted for fiscal 16. And the deficiency is up from last year to about 42% as opposed to 38-39% last year. And the year before was at 49. So this has just been something I've been giving you for the last few years to keep an eye on it. If you do anything with rates, then that raises water revenue and takes pressure off levy. But I don't think you can just go 1 year and do that.
No,
so there's a phasing.
Yep.
And we've had this discussion, and they're amenable to it. So this piece is in there for the same reason it's been there. It's just to keep an eye on how the funding sources work for that particular.
Can I just ask a question about that? Do we have an idea of what the water commissioners are doing as far as the rates? Are they moving forward on that? You know, I think when I was here in February, there was some difference in strategy, philosophy of Commissioner Kiley versus my view and your view about 100% quest refunding.
I think they're in progress. I can't guarantee that. They said they were amenable. You weren't here at the meeting when they brought the budget in, and I don't recall that there was much conversation at that meeting about pursuing that. But I do believe they're amenable, and I think they would like to do something, but they haven't. I don't think they've initiated anything at the moment.
Yeah, I think Ted Danico is definitely in favor of doing something.
Yeah. But that takes a while, and it's likely that whatever inertia gets going, it will affect 18 more than 17, because by November we have to. When you set a tax rate, the state basically only allows you to use the actuals of the prior year. So whatever we put in the bank for water revenue in 16 is what they basically want to see us estimating as our revenue for 17. If they take a vote, we can make a presentation in the tax rate process to the DOR and say, well, they voted to raise it, say, 5%. You know, we could make an argument to raise the last year's revenue of whatever it was, $558,000 by 5% or 10%, whatever it is, some 50-odd thousand. We're not going to take it out if we don't have action before June 30. We're not really going to be able to do anything as far as affecting the levy of fiscal 17.
Can they change the rates after the first of July?
Sure. But you can't then go back and change the tax rate.
Yeah, okay. So effectively then there'll be some kind of excess somewhere.
Yeah, if you get it so that it kicks in during 17, you'll have a surplus.
Yeah.
And you'll have actual revenues to use for your 18 estimates based on the increase that you infused into the cash flow of 17.
Cool.
But if it's real late in 17, you won't have anything until 19.
Okay.
Okay? That's the way the system works.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So, this is your public buildings on page 10 now. And I think I've got your employee where it needs to be for fiscal 17, because I think the 35 we put in the budget, you went and gave a raise.
Yeah.
So I'm going to probably work with you to do a reserve fund transfer to straighten that out, okay? So I think I've got him where he is, plus I built 3% in for him, just so you can deal with that. Electricity, I pretty much have analyzed the bills, and you can see that the electricity had been running a little over $1,000, so I dropped it down to 12. Water, you get two minimums a year. I've looked at your year-to-date, and it seems like year-to-date your heating oil gas has averaged $154 a month. So I budgeted $175. I didn't have all the hard months in my analysis, figuring that the last month or so has been a useful one. But I think that would be adequate. unless you say otherwise.
No, I think that's good.
And then for building, I brought it down from the 95 based on the actuals of the prior 2 years and being sensitive to the fact that you're still trying to get things done. So I've got $7,200 a month for you for just building maintenance, and you haven't been able to get to that. It was more like $600, $620 a month in fiscal 15. So if it's all right with you, the 72 seems to be a decent number.
For maintenance, yes.
Okay. And then grounds, I just level funded it at the 14 that was in this year's budget. Has that been adequate?
Well, yeah. Nothing's been done to the grounds.
Okay.
But I do have, I looked into, wanted to bring up later, a landscape project.
Okay.
That might increase the water and the...
Okay. So... do you think you would get above the minimum? I don't know, if you put an irrigation system in,
mm-hmm.
you might need to bump up your water
budget.
Water
a little bit, yeah.
Okay. So, would you put it to $300 or?
Maybe I could talk to the.
Okay.
Who we decide the installer is and see what they think.
Yeah, or the water department would have a sense of how much you consume, right, as a small,
yeah.
Depending on how much you're irrigating. But I don't think it's that substantial.
Well, 300 is probably going to be fine.
It's not a lot.
Right,
no.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, done.
Yeah, right.
So do you want me to put it?
Why don't you put 300?
300 in there?
And
okay.
I'll check, let you know tomorrow if that's not a good figure.
Okay. And so... the 300 there, then the 850 for the 1400 is okay for grounds as that's basically the level funding, and then the 850 is okay for HVAC.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and that's why I say if you probably have enough in here to cover your water without adding the 300 in when you start looking at these. They're not a lot of lines, but the same with the telephone. The telephone year-to-date's been 51. I budgeted at 55 a month, so the phone bills aren't really going up substantially, so that one should be okay.
I mean, the only reason we have that phone is because the alarm system.
Right, and that's next, and that's been 330 the year before, 350's in the budget this year, and I've got 350 in for next year. Okay. And then building supplies, I've level funded at 200. I spent 38, 39 bucks last year. And then 200 for supplies, we've got 300, so I level funded that. And then I left his $100 in miscellaneous. He had 137 the year before, so I can't take that away. So I think that budget's in pretty good shape as well. And then there were two articles we spoke of the last time. One is the High Street Structural Review, and I just stuck $5,000 in there to be a placeholder. So if you have any change of heart or you have any idea what that number should be, I'll be happy to change it.
Well, I spoke to a structural engineer down the Cape, and he said a structural review would be $2,500. He said after the structural review, we were probably the next thing to do would have an architect look at it.
Space needs.
Yeah. And he said, see if it's up to code. And I'm going, no, it's not up to anybody's code. Not a problem. So the 5,000 is probably
adequate.
Adequate, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then there was a second article to hold for a new administrative office, so I stuck 5 in there to hold that place. So is that to your liking, or do you want to change that?
I'm sorry, I was off in Neverland. Oh. Go again. Where are you?
Down in the articles on page 10, there's a 5,000 for a structural review of High Street, and there was
11.
A request to have an article to fund a new administrative office.
The trailer.
Yeah, but we don't know that yet because I spoke to the building department, the person around zoning. She said we really can't. Do anything until we get a permit. Okay.
So you can't do anything until you get money.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So you got to have money to get a permit, bro.
Yeah.
Or anything else for that?
I mean, I don't have any idea. I don't have a clue as to what would be proper there. But I just know we're looking at it. And so with $2,500 for an engineering review.
That's a separate article.
Yes,
we have one to either rent a trailer or build a building, or whatever it is you're going to do for an office.
And there's also some concerns in the village of it being a historic property of a historic nature, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So we need to tread lightly. We need to make sure that we do everything right by the book.
We understand the historic.
So you want $50,000 then? So you can do it by the big book. I'm just looking for a number. Whatever you're going to do, you've got to put it in now so you'll have the money from July through June to do whatever it is you want to do. So
did you ever get any quotes on trailers?
I have no idea. I can
You got a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Right? We'll just find it out. A place over there. It's all free cash, so it's not going to affect your levy. And it's all running through the model, so there's a 5,000 placeholder in there. If you want to change those, the last chance you get is the night you're setting the warrant up.
Okay.
Right? So do as you see fit. Okay, next one is your streetlights.
Yeah, we had a few of those.
And that one, here to date, we've been running $618 a month. I've budgeted $625 a month, and so I've come up with the $7,500 for the electricity. And then the maintenance, it's about $100 a month, so that's $1,200. And then I budgeted to put up two lights if you get requests at $700 a light. So your budget allows you to pay your electric bills, maintain the lights, and if you get inquiries, you can put up to two lights with $1,400. So if you do that, then you drop the budget 25%. Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
If you want to change that, we'll change that. Next one, again, I just bumped it up 2.5%. Anything you want to do over and above or under that, it's your call.
I'd like to discuss that. And Lori, you need not to be part of this, if you will. Of the library, because you're an employee there, right? Just wanted to make sure. I would recommend that we up at about $500 to $20,000 even. That's what the library request was. And they're really the center of the village, okay? They do a whole lot for this village, okay? They work really hard. They're the community center of the whole village. And the extra $525, Fran. I hear you. I see your arms crossed in the body language, but it's not a whole lot for what the library does. The benefit we get from them is huge.
I'm sorry. How much do you want to make? $525,000.
He wants to make it a total of
$20,000.
Oh. So, whatever number you vote, I'll be in here when you vote.
No, I'm the only other person. I have a problem with that. I'll go with the 2.5%. That's not a problem. But I think any more than that, I was the director of the library, so I'm very familiar with it. And I know the improvements that have been made. But I just, I think it's sort of forcing people who don't use the library to support it in a way by using our tax dollars. And I think they need to, make more of an effort to get people to become members of the library, join in, give pledges. That's what I think.
They do a whole bunch of fundraising. They fundraise up the gazoo.
I know that.
And they're maxing that out. And the other $500 is a couple of percent, less than a couple of percent. 1% is 200, 2%, 2.5%, another 2.5%. I think the people of the village have voted almost unanimously in favor of this particular warrant item on the budget in the past. So I expect the $20,000 to go well, and I would politic Fran to let it go this time.
So, yeah, but that's what we said last year.
I argued last year, but I was kind of new on the council, so on the committee, so I really didn't push it. But this year, I really ask you to dig deep and let it go to $20,000.
Well, so how much of an increase is that? 20. If we go to 20,000.
So closer to 6 or 7%.
Yeah. So I mean, and are we going to do 6 or 7% again next year? I mean, there aren't. There aren't any town services that are in their budget that are getting a 6 or 7% increase. I mean, I don't want to be a curmudgeon, but I just think that's a lot.
If you're looking at the percentage, it's a lot. If you're looking at the total dollars, it's minuscule compared to a $4 million budget.
5.26.
Well, you know, I will. I'll split the difference.
Okay, I'll go with you. I'll go along with you. So put in another what? 250.
250, yeah. So what is that?
7.25.
Right.
That does raise the tax rate.
You're tough, man.
Huh?
You're tough.
Raises the tax rate.
That's right. That will raise the tax rate.
From 253 to 253.01.
You can use the opposite of your argument.
Yeah.
Now you've got to go and say to the employees, it's okay if we give the library 6%, but not you.
Yeah.
You know, you can't pick and choose when you're dad. You got to treat them all the same.
I'm totally aware of it, okay?
I'm going to say something.
Be careful.
I will.
Well, if she was advocating for them, she'd be in trouble. But if she's advocating against them, there's no conflict to advocate against your own employer.
I do think that we are trying to keep the tax rate increase at 2.5%.
Yeah.
Before we find that we have a John Hughes of our own in Couture.
Oh, good.
So that's my only comment.
So we're going to change that number to 19725, right? 19725.
Mm. Put it down before they change your mind.
I've written it down.
Written it down.
Next page, 13, is the debt. And I'll walk you through this. The first line is the existing tank debt, and that costs us $105 each year in principal. It's soon to become $100. And it also will cost us this year $67,850 if we get a $2.035 million USD loan in 30 years. That's assuming that we get about $500,000 of grant. As an aside on that, the Fed contacted the engineers last week, asked them for updates on two of their filings, which I believe they have done. And the Dunn's number with the Fed and Dun and Bradstreet is still spinning around out there, but that seems to be healing itself as well. So I think that the connectivity of the Cotuit Fire District with the federal grant program through the Dunn system will be not a problem. The engineers meeting the requests of the agency is being dealt with. So it's still emerging. They're not saying no. But this estimate right now is assuming that we're going to sell a bond on the first day of July. We're going to pay it down a year out, and we're going to amortize a little over $2 million for 30 years. If that changes, we'll have to up or lower that. The 58,250 is the existing interest on the existing tank bond, and that comes down each year because you're paying interest only on the outstanding balance. It comes down about $100,000 a year. So that drops 8.25%. The new interest I've calculated using 4%, which is high, and it's on a whole year at $203.5 million. So that's on a high end. In fact, it's unusual to have the interest be more than the principal, but that's just good budgeting as far as making sure that we have adequate protection there. And then, as you recall, we just paid down notes, mm-hmm. and we're going to pay down a similar amount next year, so we're budgeting another $157 on the two water notes and the High Street note. And we just sold a note that we're going to pay next year, so the $3,500 is to pay the interest on the notes that we closed on this week. And then I've got $50 in there for temporary interest for abatements and odds and ends like that. So it's a pretty solid budget, I think. I don't think we'll end up spending all that much on it, but it's as good as it gets right now. And if anything changes before the warrant, we'll fix it. If anything changes between the warrant and the meeting, we'll fix it through the motion. Right? But I think you've got a good budget there. And then I've broken it down for you to show you the costs of debt service as it relates to your general government sector, your public safety sector, and your public works sector. And that's where that number that was in the water department came. Mm-hmm. So the water works is over $400,000 this year with the estimate. And that's with getting a $500,000 free money from the federal government. Otherwise, we'd be paying debt on that as well. So hopefully we'll get something in that range. It'd be terrific if we do. So that's our debt budget as it sits right now, and we'll update you as that goes along. The next one, you have a smaller set of spreadsheets. This is the Bennies. And the budget here that we have on page 14 is the benefits budget, basically, if you will. So the smaller spreadsheet rolls up the expenses by the type of benefit, by department, and then it trues itself up across the whole district at the back end. So as different years come and go, different employees come and go, some people take certain benefits, some don't. You have transients. You can see there are some people that don't take any benefits. There are some people who take partial benefits. There's some people that take the best benefit package they can get. Bottom line is the budget, as we're proposing here, it has about $11,000 in it. If there's an abrupt retirement, we maintain a health relationship with that retiree, and we bring on a new employee. So I usually budget a high-end employee, if you look, will cost us this up pretty close to $20,000.
Yeah.
So basically the way I'm looking at it is we've got about a half a year of benefits in excess in the budget to handle whatever may come, if at all. So these are tied back to what you see on this spreadsheet. And, the rates have all been set except for the cost of Med-X supplement changes in January when the Fed changes the Medicare rates and so forth. So we have a modest exposure in this budget that we've budgeted, I can't recall if it's 10 or 12%, but it was based on what the insurance folks told us to carry for that. It's only a half a year, 6 months of retiree costs are estimated. Everything else is locked in. And then on the last page, we take from the free cash and put into stabilization, and with that truck, the stabilization fund dropped down to about $65,000 come July 1. We'll put a little bit back in. But as you notice on the last article, I've suggested maybe bumping that up to 50. I suspect, as in most cases, the next big truck is a ladder. And ladder trucks can be upwards of $700, $800, even $1 million. So the one you got a good deal on. I think the chief, I'm encouraging them to give me a number that I can put back in. But I'm proposing maybe doubling it up for a while. And it comes from free cash, so you're basically putting surplus away mm-hmm. for a rainy day. So you may want to consider that as well. In the article before, just flip the page back, that benefits article.
Uh-huh.
I have rebalanced the OPEC as well, and I'm proposing you use free cash again. It's a non-recurring in some ways. It really is, but you can see that the contribution in 14, we put 105 in, and then in 15 we put 140 in, and we took out 68,152. And then we put 160 in, and we took out just under 80. And I've been trying to match your annual contribution into the fund at double the outflow. So we need to pull 95.4 out. There were quite a few retirements in the 15-16 that has driven your OPEB cost, has gone from 77.6 last year to 95.4 this year. It's not so much because of the rates. It's mainly because you picked up several family retirees that are not on Medicare.
Yeah.
So it's high-priced stuff, and it basically added $20,000 to your OPEB cost. Mm-hmm. All right. So the 191 that's up above to go in is going to be lowered by the 95, leaving
100.
Yeah, not even quite 100, but I'm trying to keep you at a double. Okay. So that article is funded three ways. It's funded from the free cash to put into the OPEB trust. We're taking out of the OPEB trust to pay the cost of the retirees' medical, and we're using the general fund to pay the actives' medical.
Right? Just a question. As part of the audit, when they recently changed the accounting mm-hmm. rules, we're behind.
Well, they've made us hang our liability on our balance sheet, which we didn't used to have to do.
Yeah.
So we're stating what we've never stated as far as the unfunded liability goes.
And where are we? Is there any place on this financial?
No, this is a budget document. It's got nothing to do with the liabilities.
Okay. So, but
if you go to the footnotes in the audit, you'll get what you want.
Okay.
I don't have it in my head. I developed the cost, but I don't know what it is. But you're not gaining. You're losing. You're not funding at the level that the actuary is recommending for the OPEB liability. Is that what you want?
Are we funding that? You say we're not.
Where? You're underfunding. You don't even meet your normal cost.
Okay.
You're not paying down anything. Right? So you're not putting enough in with the 191 to even meet what we call the normal cost, which is what you should be putting away this year for all the employees. Because in theory, the retirees should have already been put away.
Yeah, a long time ago. Right.
So you have an unfunded liability,
right,
plus you have a normal cost.
Right.
And what 191 is not the normal cost, never even mind a pay down on the unfunded liability.
Okay, so what you're telling me is we're not paying it down.
You're not funding at the level that the actuary would want to see it at. That's correct. And the reason why is, first of all, you're not compelled to do it, number one. Number two, you are compelled to pay down the retirement liability. And that will be paid down in about 12 years. When that's paid off, you should reallocate that unfunded liability pay down into the OPEB, mm-hmm. right, and not give yourself a party.
Yeah. We better write that down.
So this is.
I don't think any of this will be here.
In other words, this is the page where we, page 14, this is the page where you see it if we were paying it down.
No. This is just a budget document that's showing you ins and outs of the fund this year. Okay. It's not showing you the liability or what the funding schedule looks like. You want on a budget page what's a 42-page statement.
Okay.
All right? It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Right? There is an unfunded liability, and there is a continually increasing unfunded liability because you have a normal cost. So every one of those employees on that schedule, not only should you be paying their cost of benefits this year.
Yeah, but their cost of retirement.
Normal cost.
The actuarial cost.
All right? Okay. And you should be paying what you didn't pay for the past whenever you incorporated health benefits into the system, the normal cost. If you paid the normal cost every year, you wouldn't have an unfunded liability.
Yeah.
Right? The 191 isn't even the normal cost. And it's certainly not the unfunded liability. If I remember, the unfunded liability alone is about $300,000 a year.
Yes, a lot.
plus the normal cost. Yeah. So you probably should be putting in 4 or 5. $191. So you're losing 2 or 3 a year into infinity at the rate you're going right now. My goal has been to try to keep you putting in 2 years while you're taking out one. Mm-hmm. So in effect, you're up a year.
Okay.
And that's the best, you know, formula for now. When you finish funding your unfunded pension liability, redirect those proceeds into the OPEB. And you're paying down that unfunded liability probably to the tune of a couple hundred, at least $50,000-$75,000, because I think your retirement assessment, it's on there. And it's going up pretty steady. And they're now funding you actuarially. The bills that are coming to the member units, right? Your assessment for retirement is up 9.94%.
What page are you on?
Same page, 14, the benefits budget.
So, okay, I see what you're talking
about. So the retirement assessment was 219 in 14, 238, mm-hmm. dropped to 221, and now is at 243.
Yeah.
That has a pay down of an unfunded liability plus the normal cost built into it.
So you just answered my question. If we were going to do that.
This has got to do with your pension.
Yeah, which
it's got nothing to do with OPEB.
Yeah, okay, right. I understand.
Right below is the OPEB.
Right.
191. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what you're going to put into the trust fund. And at the same meeting, you're going to take out down below 95,416. You
yeah.
see it?
Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's proceeds in there. And by the way, it's up over what I invested it at. Just in case you wanted to ask,
no.
We went in at 16.5, the market's at 17.5, okay? So we're up 1,000 points on a 16.5 basis,
yeah.
Right? So feel good about that.
Okay, feel good about it.
I got 100 plus thousand that I didn't get that kind of return on, but it's safe too,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So now we're going to have 191 more to put in, but we're going to take out 95.
Okay.
Right? So you're going to net up less than 100 grand going into the fund. It should be getting 300 or 400 each year. Right, so you're underfunding by about 75%. That I'm not going to write on that page because it's meaningless to everybody in the district except perhaps you. Right? And so we don't want to complicate the poor citizens with too much information on a simple little budget sheet. Right? So the only other thing you have to decide by your next meeting is that $50,000 for the stabilization fund.
Okay.
I think there's 65 in there. I'm hoping he gives me back at least 50. I think he should be giving me back closer to 75.
Okay.
But whatever he comes back will add to our 65, plus if you put in 50, you know, we may get it back up to 150 or
yeah, I haven't got a problem doing that because we're going to need a new truck. And
yeah, yeah. And if you can convert, and as it sits, we've got about 600 of free cash, and we're looking at draining it down about 300. So we're going to leave 300 in, and we'll close out a positive fund balance both sides, revenue and expenditures again. This year it'll come back up again. So you're not, I mean, you're in really good shape, stable and in control, whereas it was a nightmare not all that long ago.
Yeah, I know.
So I think your budgets are in pretty good shape. Like I said, as little information becomes available, we'll tweak this. We'll have a new one of these that night. Anything that comes in, we'll just flow into it, and I'll bring you a new set of documents that night. It'll be up where they are. I'll work with the chief to try to get some. I think we need to add an article for the time being to fund the fire budget.
Okay.
To be safe. If we can do it within the existing budget, we'll do it. If we need a little bit of a push to get it, I think he's drained his surplus. If you look at...
Yeah,
because
he
had four people out in there at the same time. One's back. But if you look at his budget last year, he actually spent $1,405,000 on payroll. He only has $1,443,000 this year. So he's going to feel some pressure. That tells me that there's about 40 this year above what he spent last year. But we got to get 80.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to need to supplement it. We'll supplement it presumably from free cash because we can't tax.
Right.
And we're only set the tax rate for 17. so we'll need to have an available fund. So we'll probably just use free cash to fund whatever we need to fund in this year to get us out the back door.
Yeah.
And then we'll levy the cost of the new next year, and it'll be built into your tax base. But I'm likely going to add about 120 to that levy figure right now, take a few away, add 525. And when we're done, I'll know what that is.
Okay.
I'll send you a new revised version of this if you want. So that, I think, is the budget, unless you have any other questions. This is where it sits right now.
Okay. So, Freedom Hall Landscape. It's only one word to currently describe it, which is a disgrace. So, this is what it looked like in approximately 1938, 39. So, I called five landscapers. I met with three. What I've asked them to do is obviously rehabilitate the front, just get rid of all these plantings on the side of the building, just eradicate them all and put grass there. The cedars at the end, the hemlocks are just all dead from the adelgia. And then put some extremely slow-growing plants, you know, along the front of the building, and just a couple of somethings next to the monument and call it a day. So, I have three quotes. One is from Mr. DeMello, which is the lowest. That's $3,450. The next is from Gardens by Rebecca, which is $7,880.75. And the third is from Tim Acton, which is $10,885. Now, after meeting with Mr. Acton, actually, his landscaper I use, after meeting with all of these, I think the person that would do the best job for us is going to be Gardens by Rebecca. And I realize it's not the lowest bid, but I was much more impressed with her professionalism and her knowledge than I was with...
She got you what you were talking about then.
Yes, yeah. Then Mr. DeMello. Yeah. So then I also have met with irrigation folks. I only met with two. The first was Coastal Irrigation, that's owned by a gentleman in Kituit. His bid was $5,600. And then with Bartlett, their bid was $2,875.
What was that again?
$2,875. So, my recommendation is to go with, obviously, Bartlett, which will install the sprinkler system. I've also, the only electrical connection that'll need to be made is one wire will have to go over to the box for the electricity. So I believe an outlet's going to need it to be added to, you know, the water room. And they'll need a water supply that needs to go out the building. And that'll probably be about $500. I actually found that we have an outside spigot over here. I didn't know we had one. Yeah, I don't know if it works, but we've got one.
So I hope it's been rained down and left that way.
I don't know. So my only my recommendation is to go with Rebecca. Her recommendation is for the six green velvet boxwoods across the front, which are very slow growing, and then they just naturally shape themselves into around habit, and that's it. Some junipers to go on either side of the monument, and some five happy return daylilies to go in front of the monument, and then probably use Pearl's Premium Grass Seed, which is a grass seed that was developed by a man in Brookline who got really tired of constantly reseeding his lawn. So it's slow growing, very slow growing, so it needs less mowing. And it's resistant to pretty much everything. And then the other thing is included in all these bids are some stepping stones to go on that path that everybody, the shortcut.
The path that isn't a path.
The path that isn't a path. You know, there's no point putting grass there because
right. Nobody, everybody's
going to walk on it.
Right, yeah.
So I just, so what are your thoughts?
It sounds good, and Rebecca can do that, all that.
The difference
stuff.
Between the lowest landscaping is like how much, 56, is it? Or
no, that's
like, that's the
coastal.
The mellow, was it?
Yeah. And he hasn't got a price in here for the pathway. So he was $3,450.
And this includes the pathway?
This one up here includes the pathway. This doesn't.
It is a $5,000 difference in known numbers. You had
a little less
something for the pathway. Maybe it's $4,000 difference. You think that it's worth it?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think it's worth it. I think that'll get. And then obviously, I recommend going with.
Well, she's giving you a pretty complete plan, where she
right.
said he didn't even include everything we want.
Right. So, and then obviously, I would recommend going with Bartlett for the irrigation. My only question is about where to take this money from.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Before we vote on it. So.
It's
$7,888.75 for the landscaping. And currently, item number repairs and maintenance to buildings. We have $8,494.24.
What was the plus 500 for that I wrote down?
Plumbing or electricity?
Plumbing, yeah, plumbing and electrical.
So you're going from the grounds.
No, it comes closer to where it's 11 something.
Yeah.
11,305 is what I got.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
$11,305.
So, the other thing is that after a capital item 5901, which was for Freedom Hall paint and repairs. After we take the repairs out of that budget for the doors, we'll have 6,207. No.
So
can we vote to transfer at district meeting? No.
Well, district meeting. They say no.
Yeah.
So you've got a budget that has 16,300. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So basically, you just got to get up the back end for this year with $5,000 between now and then.
Okay.
So I think you'll get the grounds budget line with all this work. Mm-hmm. It's going to go against a $1,400 line item, but.
Okay.
But the government just turned back.
Okay.
So I think for the time being,
I'd like to make a motion to accept the bid from Gardens by Rebecca for the landscaping at 976 Main Street, Freedom Hall, for $7,880.75, and to accept the bid from Bartlett Tree Experts, their Water Works Division, for irrigation for the lawn at $2,875. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now, the Civic Association. So I went to the Civic Association board meeting, and we got...
The other two were done.
Yeah, High Street.
You covered those.
We covered those, and we covered the trailer. So I went to the executive board meeting, and they're going to do the candidates night and the budget night all in one night. It'll be May 17th. The other thing that they asked was they wanted to know, currently all their Christmas tree lights, posters, signs, all that is stored in the guy's basement. And he'd like to know if he could store it in one bay of our garage.
Oh, in the garage?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
So I asked him, great, did he want the Santa stand for Santa Claus that's down in our basement? He's been looking for it for 10 years.
My goodness.
So they're going to take that out of the basement and put it in the garage. So I figured
they've got to ask the right people.
So the last item on the agenda is the minutes.
Fine to me.
I read them since I wasn't at the meeting. I don't know the exact details, but I didn't see anything obvious.
So, could I have a motion to...
I move we accept the minutes of the last meeting as written.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Just one more thing. Just to update you on the progress of the website, the county has been looking at it. They've been talking to... what's her name? Patricia.
Patricia.
He said he thinks it can be streamlined and that, probably if we left it exactly the way it is right now, the cost of them having to do it would probably be not much cheaper than what we have right now. But if we would be open to streamlining some tasks pertaining to content management on the site, they'd be doing it for less of an hourly rate. So I still haven't got a rate, but...
Well, for the 10 people in the village that look at it.
All right. So I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
So moved.
Second.